Hi, welcome. Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown, where we remind you that such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity. So am I. So it is. So as life appears through us, it is moved through us according to our desires, according to who we are, according to our choices, according to our understandings of ourselves. So whoever you are, whatever your choices and your beliefs of yourself, whatever your knowing of yourself about how you would describe yourself, whatever your pronouns, whatever your identities with sexuality and other things, cultures, all of that is part of the divine expression that you are. So we can only do one thing. There's only one proper response to that, and that is gratitude and celebration. Celebrating you for who you are and how you are choosing to live the love and the life that is God moving through you right here, right now. I'm excited to be with you this morning. I'm here in Ajijic, Mexico. We say we are the CSL Midtown, where we are the Midtown wherever you are, because we are each placed and focused in the center of an infinite universe spreading out in all directions around us. So wherever you are is the center of the universe. So it's the midtown of your walking around experience. So claim it for where you are. Claim yourself as a part of this midtown community, knowing that this is exciting and it's a wonderful opportunity for us to each celebrate our lives, to find support, and to learn some new things, to get some good ideas that will carry us forward in through our day and through our week until next week. So right now, to learn more about who we are and what we believe, here is a rendition of our Declaration of Principles. I believe.
I believe.
I believe in one God.
One absolute power and first cause to all things.
I believe that this power is perfect love.
And creates out of a desire to express love.
I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience.
I believe in the unity of all life.
And the immortality of the individual soul.
Forever unfolding.
I believe in the eternal goodness.
The eternal goodness of God.
The eternal loving kindness.
And the eternal givingness of God to all.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is. So you heard from a few of our practitioners and board members as we presented a part of the Declaration of Principles. It can be found on our website at cslmidtown.org, a much more complete version, which is why I call that one a rendition. So as we move forward, then I want to say a word about one of the things we offer as Center for Spiritual Living. One of the important parts of who and what we are is that we provide support and direction and guidance for you as you are facing whatever challenges may be coming up, as you're looking to change things in your life, as you're looking to find a cleaner, clearer way of living in terms of being much more in integrity with yourself. And one of the ways we do that is through our practitioners. Practitioners are people who know how to use spiritual principles to change their lives. And in doing so, have also learned and are actually licensed to do the same thing for you. We have a list of practitioners on our website. Please make yourself available to that. If there's anything not quite working and you haven't figured out how to change it, a practitioner is a great resource. And there are a number of them listed there. You can contact us through info@cslmidtown.org to be put in touch with a practitioner at that point. So today we're going to hear from one of our practitioners who is a world traveler like myself. I think right now she is in Atlanta. However, you never know. So I'd like to introduce to you a wonderful practitioner, Reverend. She's not a reverend yet, but she acts like one. I give you Maya Fuller.
Good morning, CSL Midtown. In The Game of Life and How to Play It, Florence Scovel Shinn writes that humankind's highest demand is for the divine design of his or her life. No matter what stage of life we're in, be it in childhood, whether we're in the workforce or retired, or at any stage in between, creative self-expression is an area of life where we each yearn to experience fulfillment in order for us to live a fully happy life. Shinn says that the perfect self-expression will never be labor, but of such absorbing interest that it will seem almost like play. Most of us have found ourselves working for pay at some time or another in our lives. In True Work, The Sacred Dimension of Earning a Living, the authors talk to us about the new world of work. They say, for much of the 20th century, working in America meant a full-time job, which sometimes included benefits and a retirement plan. It also meant having a profession or at least a clearly defined job description. Job security was the expectation and even the right of the American worker. Now, though, as companies struggle to survive and maintain their bottom line long term, full employment in all industries is slowly disappearing. Downsizing, job sharing, telecommuting, new technologies like AI, and more are radically altering the workplace. What we were taught in school about work and career is turning out to be very different from the reality. The rigid rules of society are breaking down and becoming fluid out of necessity. At no time in modern history have so many human beings been in a position to shift the fundamental assumptions by which they have been living and working. As the old system disintegrates, people are finding themselves out of work, and their worst fears are realized. However, when there's nothing left to lose, there comes a freedom of choice, a freedom to choose again. Whether choosing again or choosing for the first time, we would first identify the form or type of creative expression we'd like to experience. Many of us know early on what we find a fulfillment in doing, what our life's vocation is. Others are not so sure. They might have glimpses, feel like they have no idea at all, or have so many ideas and talents that they don't even know where to begin. What we do know is that what feels right is that we should get up in the morning feeling good about starting the day and having a sense of the contribution we're making through what we're doing. Science of Mind teaches us to look within, to seek guidance and direction for our divine purpose. And then we take confident, decisive action to follow through on the ideas that come forth. Of course, the seeking of creative work isn't limited to working for a paycheck. We've all heard it said that when people retire, they need to be sure to refire and find a fulfilling replacement with which to fill their time. There's this thought out there that if not, the retiree is more susceptible to making their transition sooner than later. So we're all in the same boat. I have a friend who is a former university dean who this year, at 78 years old, has tapped into the power of this online media generation and has become a filmmaker, translating her poetry into short films about social and spiritual topics that are meaningful to her and to her community, and that have great potential to go viral on YouTube and TikTok. I have another friend who, upon retirement from full-time ministry, suddenly found herself at home with no Sunday talks or midweek service to prepare, no students or congregation calling for her guidance with any of the same regularity as before, and she found herself falling into an emotional slump. But being a retired CSL minister, she turned to her spirit within. She wrote a spiritual mind treatment for a more fulfilled life, which she recited regularly. And lo and behold, that one treatment spawned a series of, I think is now 11 prayer books. She was over 80 years old when the first book was published, and she's still at it. Her name, by the way, is Alma Stevens, and her book series is entitled Heal Your Mind and Your Body Will Heal. They can be found on Amazon. So it's never too late for us to begin to cultivate our creative self-expression and allow it to blossom and flourish. Today, Dr. Bob is going to talk to us about how to do that using the science of mind. In the meantime, let us treat our minds to know the truth that creative self-expression is our divine birthright. So we just take our time right now to know the highest truth that there is one presence, one power in the universe. And that presence and power is infinite intelligent life, which lives and moves and has its being in all, through all, as all. This intelligent life lives and moves and has its being in me, as me, for me, through me, right now. And this wisdom, this intelligence, is able to guide me and show me, point me the way to where my highest fulfillment can be experienced. All I have to do is just ask, believing, and I will receive direction. I know what inspires me. I know what turns me on. I know what I love to do. I know what puts a smile on my face. I know what I love doing. There is a way. There's always a way for me to be able to do that thing in the world for a living, for service to others, for a lifetime vocation. So I just take this time right now to know the truth for myself and for each one of us here, that that divine vocation is here, is at hand. It's waiting for me to turn to it, to pick it up, and to move forward in it. So I just know that for each one of us here, our divine spirit is leading us to our highest and best good, and we say yes. We say yes. We know that all is well and all is available for us, whether that be for prosperity, financial prosperity, or just for fulfillment and joy and happiness in our day-to-day living, or both. We just give thanks that it's available to us and it's being revealed to us right now. And we allow that to be. And so it is. Amen. And now for our music.
I am the light. I am the joy. That's who I am. I love her voice. What you didn't hear in the introduction to that video is that a year ago, she was sitting in the audience, got inspired and started performing and doing music. And then here she is a year later on stage. So it was to me, it was an exciting expression of this finding the divine perfect perfect self-expression and bringing it forward into the world. You know, when I was a kid, I grew up in another religion, and I was constantly asked the question, so do you know yet what God wants you to do with your life? And it became an obsession with me to answer that question. What is God's plan for my life? What is God calling me to be and do? And is God even calling me to be? And then the questions came up about, if God has a plan for me, do I have a choice about it? And I heard a whole lot of stories of people talking about how they were off on a different plan and they suddenly discovered God's plan and they changed their whole lives and went a different direction. As if the life before that direction was something wrong, somehow wrong. And then I heard other kinds of stories that said that it's preordained. You have no choice about it. You might as well surrender, whatever that meant. I was a kid. I didn't quite understand all that. Also had the awareness, though, that there was some way that people had of figuring that out. Some way to understand. And even though I was taught, in one sense, that the God they were describing that had a set plan for me, was out there somewhere, not within me, but out there somewhere. There was an aspect of it that I had been taught by my grandmother and grandparents about an imminent sense of the divine, that it wasn't just out there. She'd been a student of Emerson, Ralph Waldo Emerson, not him personally, but his writings. She wasn't quite that old, but she had all of his writings in her very small library, and I read them and she read them, and somehow that made it possible to have an idea that there's something between that power out there that we think of God as the old man in the sky and the power within us that somehow can communicate. So over time, what I discovered for myself was that I could get some sense within me of what I believed at the time to be the divine speaking to me, or at least giving me indications of God's plan for my life. So at around age 11, I'm at a retreat and at Ridgecrest, North Carolina, near Asheville. And they were talking about dedicating your life to full-time ministry, to full-time giving of some sort, not necessarily preacher ministry, but ministry. And as I heard it and I thought about it and I prayed about it all week long at this retreat, towards the end of the week, I finally said to myself, you know, every time I think about that, I feel a certain excitement. I feel a certain kind of goosebumps all over me. And I think that's for me. And as soon as I thought that, before I ever did anything about it, I had those God bumps. You know what we talk about, where you get them all over your body and everything seems to fall into one unified way. And I went, okay, I can do that. And so I did that. I dedicated my life to full-time Christian service. And that was just the beginning of a very long path. Now, I'm no longer part of that tradition. However, that tradition formed some very powerful things in my life and gave me an answer, or the beginnings of an answer, to this whole business of a plan for my life, a way in which the infinite has some sort of input into who I want to become and who I am becoming. And it was really meaningful and powerful for me at the time. And I built my life choices around that idea. I was a pretty boring kid in high school because I wouldn't listen to dirty jokes because I didn't think it fit with my idea of what I should become. And I could be really annoying to my friends and others by being such a goody two-shoes. And they didn't invite me. Consequently, there are a lot of things about life I didn't learn, because you learn a lot from your friends in high school. But I learned it later in plenty of time. So then I get to this teaching where we are today. Actually, before I got to this, I stepped into another one called a 12-step program. And there I heard this phrase, this idea that God's will, the infinite's will for us, is to be happy, joyous, and free. Boy, what a relief. I didn't have to do anything for other people or to other people to get them to sign on to any kind of religious path. I didn't have to try to make something happen that was outside of my field of experience or expression. I could simply live a life that was geared to being happy, joyous, and free. Wow, what a change. And I walked through that path for a long time, very freely and wonderfully. And then finally, was directed into this teaching, the wonderful teaching, Science of Mind, New Thought, Principles, etc. And here, what I discovered is a whole, in some ways, a similar approach, but very, very different. And it's that approach that knows and recognizes that this idea of self-expression, expressing who we are into the world in a rich and easy and wonderful way, that is one of the four pillars of life. Self-expression, and often it's translated as work, but it's much more than work. And then there's also our health, our wealth, and our loving relationships. Those four quadrants of life make up the way we look at and think about all the areas in which we live and move and have our being. But it has to really start with understanding who we are. That's why I love that song. This is me. This is who I am. And this is why every week we keep coming back and saying again and again, you are an expression of the divine. Life only wants to show up, and you're that opportunity. Nothing required otherwise except to show up and to live and to choose life. And I would say, be happy, joyous, and free. And the tricky and interesting part of that is what makes us happy, joyous, and free are those events and ideas and thoughts in which we are participating in full integrity with who we are. Someone asked me once in the class, so if I wanted to become a ballerina, I could, because spirit allows all these things to happen. You just set your intention and go for it. And I said, well, you might could, but I certainly couldn't. I was clumsy from the day I was born. I did take ballet, actually, but I was not a ballerina. I was just the big guy that stood there and threw all the little girls up in the air and around and about so that they could dance. And I didn't have to dance, thank goodness. So I guess you could, but why would I want to do that? Why would I want to become something that isn't me, isn't the truth of me? Whereas being a person of compassion and caring, saying yes to those emotional feelings in me that said, this is who you are, was not a hard, different kind of thing to do. It was very simple and very expressive of myself. See, one of the first things that we can do, if you're not sure where you are, if what you're living and what you're doing is really true for you and really real for you and really what you want to be, first of all, we need to start with the idea that the outward expression, the self-expression is always perfect. Perfect as in fully matching up with who we know ourselves to be. You say, that can't be true for me. You don't know what a mess my life is on the outside, what a mess my life is, period. My question then is that a perfect expression of who you are on the inside, of who you are in mind and consciousness? Now, I'm not talking about those things that may happen to you from the outside that don't have anything to do with what you're giving. Those crazy things happening in the world and all of the difficulties and struggles that the world is going through right now. I'm talking about your individual experience of those and how that is rich and full and free. Yeah. So if you're not sure, there's a surefire way to start to make it happen and start to bring it to the front. And Florence Scovel Shinn, who is who we're building our information on this month, had this to say. She said, if you're having a problem with that, you're not sure, then affirm, say to yourself, say to that power within you, infinite spirit, and I would add to that, infinite spirit within me, not in some idea of God out there, but infinite spirit within me opens the way for the divine design of my life to manifest. Let the genius within me now be released. Let me see clearly the perfect plan. Now, plan, oh dear. I mean, I got to have a plan. For the next 5 minutes, yes. We live in a world that is changing so rapidly right now. It's pretty hard to have a definite step-by-step plan for your future, though you may have one and it may work well for you. But for so many of us, it's like, my plan right now is to be love, to be joy, to be freedom. I think I said I'm coming to you live from Ajijic, Mexico, where I am participating in the Convention of the Americas, which is a wonderful CSL convention down here for folks from all over Latin America and the US, the Americas, we're included. And it's a gathering of ministers and practitioners and others who are so happy to be here and so happy to be part of this world and to share. As it's a small town, so every time I go anywhere, walk down to the square or walk around, I'm bumping into someone that I know and celebrating the joy of the path we have walked together at some point in our lives. It's a great remembering and celebrating. So my plan and my desire and my recognition is that the ultimate design for my life is simply and easily to love. years ago, I worked with this idea a great deal once I became a CSL minister, and looking for that vision statement that we all want about how, what am I doing, what am I doing? And it became very clear for me that my vision, my purpose, my idea of my things to do, the way to be in the world, is to live love, teach truth, and know God. That's a big order. It's not where I'll ever complete or finish, and that's how it should be. But as I am doing that, as I am focused in that, then I have a greater expression, a greater idea, a greater perfect self-expression happening in the world around me. Opportunities to live love, opportunities to teach truth, opportunities to know the infinite by seeing how it's working in my life, showing up perfectly, easily, and freely, or sometimes not. One of the things that we have often going on in this whole idea of self-expression, especially when our world around us, you know, the world outside is simply a mirror of what's inside. So if the things out there are looking pretty crazy to you and pretty off-center, there are some things that get in the way that can block our free expression of who we are. It's still an expression of what's going on in us, but it may not be the deeper truth of who we are. And that is the idea sometimes of the things we are most afraid of, our fears. Your fears are beliefs in things that are not what you think you want. And one of the most powerful ways to deal with fear is to walk right up to it and say hello. Because usually it dissolves at that point. Or it reveals to you the thing underneath it that you really want. Wow, fear, afraid. I was often afraid of being too separate and alone. That somehow being in this job meant I had to be alone. That I had to have a solitary life like a monk. And as I faced that fear and looked at it, I went, holy Moses, I can feel it, and I can feel lonely sometimes, but then I look at my life. I am surrounded by, I have multitudes of people that I love and love me, and multitudes of people I can relate to at any given moment. People all over the world in every time zone. So whatever I'm feeling, if I need to talk to somebody, middle of the night or whenever, somebody in a time, one of my time zones, or one of the time zones, is available. I'm never alone. But I had to really look at that and get clean and clear about it to move forward. The other thing that Florence Scovel Shinn says is that a belief in delay, not yet, Diego, our belief in delay is often the thing that slows down our full expression. You know, we have a belief, I can be healthy, but not yet. I can be prosperous, but not yet. I used to say I will bloom when I'm older. I'll be a late bloomer. Sure enough, I was. But the only reason I was is because I believed that, and that delayed my bloom. You know, it's so powerful. If you wonder if you have a belief in delay, look around your home, or look around your work life. Do you have projects that you've just put off and not bothered to do yet? That's a belief in delay, that it's okay to delay your good. It's okay to put it off a while, or that there's some positive reason to do that. So let go of that belief in delay by cleaning it up, finishing it. However small it is, it can open up the doorway for the flow of that delay. Now, the other thing you can do is ask for direct direction. And thank you for that from Florence Scovel Shinn, where she says, the infinite spirit, give me a definite lead. Reveal to me my perfect self-expression. Show me which talent I am to make use of now. it isn't that the divine is going to impress something upon you that isn't you and you don't want. It's that those things within you, those talents, those ideas, those things you want to do, you have an urge to paint, paint. That is a divine guiding you in that direction. You have an urge to. I came down here without a real strong agenda the first 4 days, except there were a couple of people I wanted to see, and I have. And I found such joy and fun in that. I have been following the joy and following the fun. And I have had a full days every day here with different people at different times, and many of them just bumping into on the square and then spending time drinking coffee and eating and walking around and telling stories and all of that wonderful interactive thing that I love to do. My joy of people, my joy of being in loving relationships, that's the talent that was pulling on me this week. That was God's will for my life, if you want to use that old language. That was the way in which life is pulling me forward and pulling me forth. So the divine in you is you. It's such an important thing to remember. This is not some external thing, not part of who you are. But the divine in you is having life through you as you. It's the things you love. It's the things you have passion for. So I would ask you then, what are your dreams? What do you dream about being, becoming, doing that feel good, that are joyful, that match who you are, not trying to be somebody other than who you are, but that really is the power and essence of your perfect expression. Now, maybe you've been taught you can't have your dreams, that your dreams are too big or too small, or that somehow your dreams are wrong or selfish. You know, I used to be told a lot that you're just being, what you want is just too big, it's just too much. And that it's selfish to want to have a life like that, where I could travel the world, where I could go and see and do and be and know lots of people. That was just too much. And what I learned early on in my life is that when other people told me it was too much, all that meant was that they didn't know how to do it and give it to me. But they didn't have to. Because the energy and power to live your dreams is already within you. You simply ask the divine, you simply declare that the divine as you, in you, is living that dream. And watch it unfold. Fasten your seatbelt if you're going to do that, because you will find things moving pretty fast sometimes. Especially if what you are and who you are is different from the way you are living right now. Another idea is, what would you do? I love this question. What would you do with your life if it didn't matter whether you were paid for it or not, whether you got paid for your time or not? You would do this because of the sheer joy of doing it. Some of the best parts of my ministry are those kinds of things. Those kinds of ideas and things which just bring me joy for the sheer joy of doing it. I go to teen camp, as you know, I talk about it all the time, CSL teen camp. Have been doing it for 23 years now, with hanging out on the mountainside in this case, well, most all cases, with a bunch of teenagers learning these teachings, learning how to live their lives more freely and breaking through barriers of self-defeating ideas and nonsense. I don't get paid for that. I do that for the sheer joy of it. It is my gift to the world. One of them. I have many, but that's one of them. And I will continue to do that as long as I'm welcome and as long as I find the joy in it. And some days the joy is just getting up the hill after a full day of activity and experience that is more than I'm accustomed to. But that's okay too. It's all good. What are those things that you love to do so much it doesn't matter whether you're paid for it or not? Because there's a way to give that and then get back so much more. Prosperity is all about all of those areas of life, loving. It's all about the love. It's all about the health. It's all about the work and gifts that you give and the financial receiving that goes on too. I remember an old statement many years ago from a preacher. You know, just try to outgive God and see if that works. Never have, never can. So what would you do? What would bring you that kind of joy and bring you forward? But you can take a nice breath and realize there's no pressure here. There's nothing like you've got to do this or you're going to go to hell. We know in our teaching, heaven and hell is a state of consciousness. And many of us already went to hell long before we got into this teaching. And instead, we know that our perfect self-expression will never be labor. It'll never be difficult. It'll never be something we have trouble doing. But of such absorbing interest that it will seem like play. When you find those things, latch onto them, trust the infinite power within you to supply you with everything you need to do it, to move forward in those directions, there's nothing standing against you because we live in a universe of only one power. You deserve that kind of life. You deserve that kind of feeling and freedom because you are absolutely wonderful, and so am I, and so it is. Now I want to introduce our board member. I call him a practitioner. He's not officially, and yet he might as well be. He is. We're all practitioners, and he's all had all the training and such. He's also our tech guy. He's also a good friend, right-hand man to everything that goes on in this center, man, being, life. So talk to us, Vance, about what's now.
Thanks, Dr. Bob. It was an awesome talk this morning about our creative self-expression and what we can do and play in what we love to do. So in that expression, we get paid and we get to support the center in what it does. So the slide that's going to come up is going to have a QR code on it for our affirmation of prosperity. And so that is, you can go to cslmidtown.org/donate or scan the QR code on your screen. It will take you right to the donation site, or you can do a one-time donation or set up multiple donations, set up ongoing giving. So if you will say with me our affirmation of prosperity, I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow, and all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. So and Dr. Bob will say this, but we'll be back in person next week at the Garden Hills Community Center in Atlanta. So we'll have a potluck. So come, let us see your smiley faces and bring some food to share. And I'll turn it back to Dr. Bob for any more announcements.
Thank you. Thank you, Vance. And I would just say that exactly what he did. Next week, we're in person. We're also online. We don't do those exclusively. We do a combined celebration next week with both in person and online. We're also starting a new theme. This theme has been fun to do, and I've enjoyed it. But next week, we're going to start a theme that kind of spins out of this, the game of life. Well, right now in that game of life, we are all living through huge changes in the world, big change. And so our theme for the whole month of August is going to be navigating change. How do we do that? How do we bring our greater selves to it? And how do we do it in a way that doesn't interfere with our freedom, our joy, and our loving of each other? And that will be our theme for the month. The first Sunday, where the title of my talk is Row, Row, Row Your Boat, Gently Down the Stream. That will teach us a lot about how to navigate change. Join me now, if you will, in our closing affirmation. You'll find it on the screen. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding. I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me, and so it is. Thank you all. See you next week.